My message tonight is, does God heal? Well, he did in biblical days, but what about today? There are some who say the gifts of the Spirit, including healing, have been dead ever since the apostle died, last apostle died centuries ago. Others vehemently disagree, saying God's gifts are active in the world today. We call them Pentecostals. That is because of their steadfast insistence upon the power of the Holy Spirit, which believers received on the day of Pentecost. Now, I agree with the Pentecostals. I believe the gifts of the Holy Spirit are active in believers today, and that healing, which is one of them, does occur today. I also believe in healing because God has helped me in my unbelief through a number of incidents when I sincerely believe God healed both me and my wife. I was 9 years old, and I had rheumatic fever. My heart was damaged, and the muscle tissue of the left ventricle was so weakened and thin, it bulged outward like a balloon. It was very close to bursting. My doctor told my parents I must be confined to 6 months of quiet rest to keep my blood pressure and heart rate low. This would give my heart a chance to heal, which is possible in a young person, but not likely in my case. If I survived the 6 months and my heart recovered at all, I might be able to walk slowly and carefully for the rest of my life. Absolutely no running or playing or exerting myself in any way would be possible, for this would cause my heart to burst and I would die. That's a tough sentence for a 9-year-old boy to face. How can you even imagine a lifetime with no stress, excitement, nor activity beyond a slow, deliberate walk? The unspoken answer was, I wasn't expected to live very long. One day I was watching a young evangelist named Oral Roberts on our small black and white TV. I don't remember all that he was preaching about, but it caught my attention when he spoke of healing. At the end of his message, he appealed to those who were watching and in need of healing to place their hands over the afflicted part and to pray with him for God to heal them. And with childlike faith, I did just that. Now, I couldn't tell if the Lord had healed me or not, but over the next weeks and months, I grew stronger and stronger. For 4 years later, I was running in track and field events. I ran the 220-yard dash, and I was fast. In high school, I kept up with track and field as well as wrestling, and I lettered in wrestling in my first year. I was healed by the Lord, or was I healed by the Lord on that day when Oral Roberts led me to pray? Well, considering what my prognosis was, that I would never be able to exert myself beyond a slow, deliberate walk, to running the 220-yard dash and wrestling, I'd have to say, yes, I was healed. Now I will tell you about my wife and the power of intercessory prayer. Intercessory prayer, by the way, is the prayer you offer for others. It means to intercede for another. 10 years ago, my wife started suffering from more and more frequent migraine headaches. She was working as a reservationist at Southwest Airlines. She started missing days at work, first one day a week, and then two, and then three, and then more. She lost her job, of course, but that didn't end the headaches. One day I was attending Pastor Bob Craig's new church, Christ, Meat of the Word, Fellowship, and Sanctuary. Try saying that fast a couple times. I always told him, you need a shorter name. And Bob believes wholeheartedly in divine healing, and he held an altar call for healing at every service. When the time came for the altar call, I went forward to ask for healing for my wife, Nancy, who was home, suffering from another migraine headache. When I got home, I asked her how she felt. Not good, she said. And she lay there with an ice pack on her neck and a towel over her eyes. I didn't say anything about praying for her, but I waited and watched. In a couple of hours, she got up, saying she felt better. The next day, she had a headache, but it wasn't near as severe as they had been. 3 days later, she went to work at her new job and made it through half of her shift. The next day was the same. And by the next week, she worked 2 full shifts, and then 3, and then 4. In 3 to 4 weeks, she was working all 5 shifts. It has been the same ever since, except for a short bout of headaches several months later. Was she healed? I think so. Did her doctor do it? Well, certainly not at first. All he did was increase the amount of vitamin D she was taking. After the second rash of headaches, he prescribed some new medications. And Nancy says they help head off the onset of a migraine better than any medication ever did before. You know, it is possible that her healing has come from both the Lord and her doctor. I believe that just as God used the winds, the seas, and the prophets to work miracles in the past, he also works through doctors today. Either way, she's not one to question. When you're in that much pain, you are grateful for any relief. I know, however, that the prayer I offered for her did appeal to the Lord, and that he bestowed his healing power and blessings upon her. Now, although I believe in healing through the power of the Holy Spirit, I have to confess, I have to question any person who claims to have the gift of healing because of a powerful lesson the Lord taught me several years ago. It was a long flight that day from Salt Lake City to Dayton, Ohio, and the weather was bad. Flight delays and transfers made the task of getting there long, stressful, frustrating, and difficult. Rushing through airports to catch the next flight and then waiting for hours until the next change was announced, I finally arrived in Dayton at about 11 p.m. And by the time I rented a car and drove through the heavy rain, trying to keep an eye on the road and the other eye on the rental car company's map, I finally arrived at my motel at about 12:30 a.m. And I went to my room and collapsed into bed. Ah, at last. Ah, now I can rest. Before I went to sleep, though, I prayed, as I usually do. And at the end of my prayer, because I had been thinking and reading about the day of Pentecost and the gifts of the Spirit during the waiting periods at airports, I did something rash. I asked the Lord if he would give me the gift of healing. I didn't know what I was asking for. I just thought it would really be cool if I could lay hands on people and they would get well. Well, I had an arrhythmic heart, and it usually acted up in a noticeable way whenever I laid down to rest. And it was doing its thing at the time. Thump. Thumpity thump. Come on now, don't quit on me. Thump! Thump, thump, thump. So I asked the Lord, if your answer to my request is yes, please steady my heart. Immediately, my heart settled into a regular beat. Thump, 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 thump. Uh-oh, I thought, I've done it now. I was silent for a while, and the Lord, in that small but very firm voice, spoke to my mind and said, "All right now, get out of bed. There are people I want you to heal." "Now?" I replied, Lord, I'm tired. I just got into bed and it's raining outside and I've got work to do in the morning and where would I go? Now, I could imagine driving aimlessly in the rain and parking downtown somewhere and then walking the cold, wet streets looking for the person that God wanted me to heal. Perhaps a homeless person in an alley, or perhaps I'd be led to a hospital. I could imagine telling the nurse at the reception desk, "The Lord has led me here, all wet and cold, to heal people who are dying." Yeah, I could see how well that was going to go over. Well, that's when the Lord reminded me of how the crowds pressed in on him whenever, wherever he went. They begged for healing, and there were so many. It didn't matter if he was tired or had just calmed a storm on the Sea of Galilee. It didn't matter if he'd just walked many miles from another village where he had taught and healed hundreds. Runners went ahead of him, and when he arrived at the next village, the crowds were already gathered, waiting for him. He only got some rest when he begged to be left alone to pray. Then he asked me, "Who would you heal? How would you decide who is to get well and who is to suffer or die?" Stunned by the magnitude of that question, I was silent. I had no answer. I couldn't even imagine one. That was when he said, "It is best if you leave that to me." I felt great relief, for now I understood the awesome responsibility and enormity of the task that having the gift of healing would bring upon me. In his tenderness and wisdom, the Lord had said, "No." And I was glad. My error was in forgetting that it is the Holy Spirit who decides what gift to give us, and I really wasn't qualified to receive this gift. And I agreed wholeheartedly. Well, immediately my heart went thumpity thump, thump, and I knew this gift had been taken from me. I felt a sense of shame as well as a sense of relief. I was grateful that all was back to normal. And that's why we who are serving in this service here tonight, or why we are serving in this service here tonight, and how I believe we all feel. We do not claim to possess the gift of healing, although it is possible. The Holy Spirit may act through us. We are counting on the Lord. We have prayerfully set the stage and invited those who seek healing to appeal to the Lord. We will pray for you and with you, that you will experience the presence and power of His Holy Spirit and receive healing in body, mind, and spirit. I praise the Lord that you have come tonight, whether you have great faith or little more than hope. You have demonstrated your faith by being here. The Lord sees into our hearts. He understands when we are like the sick boy's father who said, "Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief." It is for ones like these the Lord shows great mercy and compassion. Although they may have doubts, nevertheless, they have placed their hope and trust in Him. God never changes. As He healed in biblical days, He heals today. His Holy Spirit gives us gifts to help one another. We may have these gifts permanently or for a specific time and purpose. I have at times been a prophet, a teacher, a helper, an advisor, and for a few frightening minutes anyway, a healer. Does God heal? Does God heal today? Yes. Amen.